This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. I just want to propose an idea. What about a Rand Paul, Ron Paul ticket?
Yeah, no, I mean, I like Ron Paul a lot, but I think he's a little too old.
Well, I mean, we've got a walking corpse now, so I don't see that be much of a difference. But I wanted to talk about Elon Musk for a second. It seems that so many conservatives are being fooled by him. I want to believe the guy, but, I mean, anybody who dresses up as Baphomet's boy soldier obviously has some problems. But,
and 5G satellites and brain chips and stuff like that. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's all out in front of us. And, you know, all of a sudden he's being hailed as some hero because he's dumping information, feeding it to us with a spoon. And most of that information is what we already know. But into the yay and Elon, how you alluded to the Star of David swastika cross symbolism that he had posted that got it banned, made me do a little bit of research, and I started noticing that if you search Azov in Twitter, Elon Musk is one of the top people, one of the top accounts that pops up when you do that search. I just thought that was kind of interesting. And, you know, most of his money has come from government subsidies and government funding, so I'm not sure how anybody could think that he's legitimately going to release some information without having a huge backlash, which I don't think he's actually willing to do. I think he's just playing the game. Maybe he's playing.
Well, I'll tell you this about Elon. What does it say, though, that they're big billionaire, SpaceX, brain chip, New World Order guy is having to act like he's a patriot? It shows how far we've come that they've got to put a good cop in there. So as negative as it is to know that he's pretty much a double dealer, at least he's having to act like he's a good guy. So that shows you how far we've come.
I agree 100%. I agree. And it's just, to me, it's sad to see that a lot of people are falling for it. Again, I really wish he was, but unfortunately, it just doesn't.
Exactly. I want to believe it, but it's not true. Thank you for the call. Great points. Russell in Oregon, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Alex. I'm calling from the belly of the beast here in Portland, Oregon. Just wanted to make some points about your episode with Kanye West. Thought you did a really great job handling the whole situation. The thing that I don't think has gotten much attention is that he deflected your questions about the biomedical tyranny of the shot at least twice, I think maybe three times. He won't address that point. And that's a big cause for concern in terms of what is his real motivation. Where does he really stand?
That's a good point. I mean, what's your gut tell you?
Well, my gut tells me that he is some type of agent or operative with the transhumanism because he promotes Ray Kurzweil, he promotes Steve Jobs, he talks about how Apple is the greatest company on earth. He talked about Apple on your show. I think that he is a transhumanist. He also claimed to be writing an amended constitution with Nick Fuentes. He said that on your show. I mean, what do you think about that?
No, I totally agree with you. I mean, I think he's got a lot of things going on in his head. I don't think he's consciously trying to be a bad person. I think he's trying to be a trailblazer and break the system. I mean, I think that, like Scott Adams said, he's trying to overturn the game because he can't win the game. I think that's what's going on.
Well, just curious. I mean, why would he not be able to respond to your questions about real biomedical tyranny? This is, like you said, this is the issue of our times, not Hitler, not, you know, anti-Semitism, the shots that are killing people. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people, including children. Like, why would a person not take a stand?
No, I hear you. It was a disturbing interview. I mean, I'm just being honest. I was very frustrated by it. I appreciate your call, Russell. All right, we'll get to all your calls. We have a special guest coming on as well. Stay with us. We'll be back.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I've known Tony Lyons for about 18 years from Skyhorse Publishing since he set it up. It's now one of the biggest publishers in the world, and they publish independent, powerful books. And he always gets a little excited about books he's putting out, but he really got excited about this book. And I haven't read the book yet, but I really want to read it. And he said, you got to get Dr. Andrew Huff on. And so he's joining us to talk about the truth about Wuhan. Here's the new book that's just now coming out, How I Uncovered the Biggest Lie in History. Now, I've got his bio, and it would take 20 minutes to read the whole thing, but combat veteran, MIT, a bunch of other degrees, Homeland Security, Center for Excellence, senior member of the technical staff of a whole bunch of major laboratories, EcoHealth Alliance, the list goes on and on that he's been exposing. And so he's got the inside scoop on how they did it. And we now see more and more whistleblowers coming out saying that this was an inside job at the lab, including people that worked at the lab. So he's got a huge bio and a huge background to document this. So tell us a little bit about yourself and then the book, The Truth About Wuhan, How I Uncovered the Biggest Lie in History by Dr. Andrew Huff, former EcoHealth Alliance vice president and senior scientist. In fact, that's the thing I should have just said right up front, is that he's the EcoHealth Alliance whistleblower. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
Well, just you got the floor. Tell us what's really going on.
Well, I mean, it's a crazy story, and I like to let everyone know I was really groomed to be a leader in national security and biosecurity, bioterror. Like you said, I worked at the Department of Homeland Security Center of Excellence. I worked on the classified side at a national laboratory in this space. I wanted to get away from the deep state. Actually, I got sick of working in it, and I thought I was going to get trapped working in the national laboratory unless I ditched the security clearance. And that's how I wound up at EcoHealth Alliance. The strange thing is, though, I left the beast and I wound right back up in it. So all my work at EcoHealth Alliance was funded by the Department of Defense. I was successful. I brought in $6 million of funding. That funding that I brought in transformed the organization from a technical perspective. Hired and built a great team, kicked butt. I used to build artificial intelligence, forecasting, and bio threat or biosurveillance detection technologies for the three-letter agencies, so CIA, DOD, et cetera. And I had a first-hand account and view of what really happened with this gain-of-function technology. And it dives into all it has its tentacles deep into various aspects of the biosecurity state, from sample collection to intelligence.
It's just incredible that we have the EcoHealth Alliance whistleblower, vice president formerly of it, and senior scientist. I mean, this is so huge that you've gone public and you've done what you've done. And this has been going on in the background for a while, and you've been persecuted for what you've done. We're going to go through all of this in the next segment, but just start over with who you are and then what you started to see and what the last 3 years has been like.
Sure. So I guess I'll start at the point where, you know, I was hired at Eagle Alliance as a senior scientist to turn around a failing department in quantitative epidemiology, predictive modeling, and forecasting. I was successful at it, and when I was promoted to vice president, I was assigned to a number of the other programs or projects at the organization. I specifically asked to be added to what's called the PREDICT program from the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. And, you know, this big program was developed or designed, and what they're telling everyone was that what they wanted to do is that they wanted to go out and collect biological samples of things like coronaviruses to predict and prevent the next pandemic. And I thought this was the coolest thing in the world, and I actually wanted to work on that project more than anything, even more than my own work that I was doing. And once I was added to the project after I was promoted, I got to see under the hood of what was going on, and I realized, you know, it was one big farce. And because I had previously worked on the classified side of a lot of these programs from the Department of Defense where they're trying to go out and conduct biosurveillance, you know, and one thing I want to mention here, it's not all nefarious. I've looked at some of the papers from the biolabs in Ukraine, which I co-wrote some of the proposals for those biolabs. It's not all nefarious. You need to go out and collect biological samples to protect the military and the United States people from biological threats. But that's really sort of not what was happening, because they weren't collecting the right data or materials to be able to predict anything accurately. So, you know, I started to ask myself, well, what the heck are they doing here? And to me, it looked like they were collecting intelligence on foreign laboratory capacity and building capacity in these foreign laboratories, which once again isn't all bad. And you fast forward to a weird conversation I had. Peter Daszak approached me and asked me whether or not he should work with the CIA. And I was shocked when he asked me about this. And I actually posted this on Twitter over a year ago, and InfoWars picked it up right away. You know, I said, Peter, it never hurts to talk to him. There could be money in it. And then over the next 2 months, he proceeds to tell me that the relationship with them is proceeding. Well, a number of things happen at Equal Health Alliance. You know, I find out Peter's sort of a bad guy. He lies to me about a part of a way that we are planning to grow and privatize a section of my company. And I saw the writing on the wall. I got the heck out of there. I was happy as I could be to leave at Equal Health Alliance. I never thought that it would amount to anything. Well, fast forward to the fall of 2019, and that's when I learned myself about the emerging infectious disease outbreak in Wuhan, China. I actually found out about it in mid-December 2019 from picking up some chatter, and that's one of the technologies that I developed for the Department of Defense, was actually using natural language processing technology to detect these emerging threats when people are tweeting or sending information over the pipeline or over networks. So I always had my finger on the pulse of these events in order to look for information. So, you know, when people start talking about there's some crazy disease event going on in China, I go to validate that. And one way that I did that, this is actually an analyst technique that I learned. You can go look for what's called particulate matter data 2.5. And what that represents, if you see a little, in a plume dispersion model, if you see clusters of this or you see a high concentration of it, you can then overlay it with the city's infrastructure, and that's what I did. And it looked like the crematoriums in Wuhan were operating in overdrive. Well, this is super exciting. You know, like this is what people like me get really excited about. And, you know, I start calling up friends, coworkers, colleagues, and, you know, sounding alarm, like, hey, why isn't the U.S. government doing anything about this? And nobody really had a good answer. Then over the next 2 weeks, it starts to pick up on other public forums where epidemiologists share information that there's an outbreak happening. It then trickles into the U.S. government about the first week of January, and they start releasing some communications on it. And yet, everything the U.S. government tells us in early January 2020 is a lie. And I quickly put it together. I'm like, holy crap, at Equal Health Alliance, we're doing all this gain-of-function work at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I actually reviewed the Understanding the Risk of Bat Coronavirus Emergence proposal when I worked at EcoHealth. You know, another interesting thing that happened while I worked at EcoHealth was that we actually pitched the humanized mouse gain-of-function work to make medical countermeasures, vaccines for lack of a better term, for these coronaviruses to InQtel. And InQtel is probably not known by your audience, but that is the venture capital arm of the CIA and Department of Defense to some extent. And I have all these documents. I actually just released all these documents on Twitter today. If you go to AG Huff on Twitter, you can go download all these documents yourself. So this is the big gift that I'm giving to everyone. I have the original unredacted documents that prove everything I'm saying. I mean, a lot of people came out and called me crazy. Senator Gary Peters, actually, his office chief of staff said I was crazy and I was lying about everything. But everything I said has, from day one, has proven to be true. You know, and through 2020 to 2021, other independent scientists, like people from Drastic and around the world, are investigating this, and they're plugging in, you know, missing pieces of the story. So when I come forward as a whistleblower in 2021, the U.S. government really clamps down hard on me. They start hacking my devices. They break into my house. I find out they're actually working with the Michigan State Police. You know, they tase my dog, of all things. I mean, just insanity. And it was really strange for me personally to go from developing and working on these kind of technologies for the U.S. government to then having them used against me. I mean, I received the Edward Snowden treatment only for telling the truth.
Amazing. Stay right there. I'm going to come back. A lot of people are joining us minute to minute. I'm going to reintroduce you. This is just incredible. I mean, I've been wanting to get you on as a guest, and I've been wanting to read the book. I know it's just not coming out, and I remember all the big things you broke from behind the scenes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Important, and he's a very humble person, combat veteran who joined after September 11th, went on to earn degrees in psychology and security technologies and geographic information systems, and the doctor of environmental health science and the emerging infectious diseases, specifically track PhD at the University of Minnesota. After graduation, he then continued his education at MIT in complex modeling and analysis. He also worked in research fellow at the Department of Homeland Security Center for Excellence, a senior member of the technical staff at the San Andino National Laboratories, and as an executive, he was vice president at Eco Health Alliance. And it just goes on. I'm not going to read the rest of his bio or we'd burn the whole hour. He's the big whistleblower that was quietly exposing the crematoriums. At first said, hey, we got a virus that's out. And then it all dawned on him later, wait, I used to be the vice president just a little bit before at Eco Health Alliance, obviously a CIA cutout. They're trying to recruit him. Hey, so we work with the CIA? And, you know, all the intel and gathering intel on these so-called virus research labs that are really dual use. And then he begins to expose it, and they come after him. Well, now he's written a book, and now he's going public, and he is taking the world by storm. The Truth About Wuhan, I can't wait to get it from the great forces, from the great people at Skyhorse. The Truth About Wuhan, How I Uncovered the Biggest Lie in History, Dr. Andrew G. Huff, former EcoHealth Alliance vice president and senior scientist. So you've given us some background. You're getting up to the harassment point. But just condensing it down, then we'll walk through a lot of the key points in the book. So I've got some talking points here, some questions. Just to boil down for people that've only got 5 minutes to hear what's happening, I want to take this out later and post it so they get the big picture, because you really are the insider that can, I think, testify in Congress with Senator Paul. I mean, I think you could bring this whole house of cards down. No wonder they've been harassing you.
You're absolutely right. And the funny thing here is I actually delivered all my documents to the House Intelligence Committee, various members of the Senate. Attorney Tom Renz and I actually published a report that's all based off my information, my documents, and a recorded deposition that I did under oath with penalty of perjury. I've actually released a number of sworn statements as well. So everything I'm telling you is factual. And, you know, I challenge the other side, the Dr. Anthony Fauci's, Dr. Peter Daszak, Dr. Barrick, to go out and testify under oath with penalty and perjury and try to negate the things that I've been saying. And, you know, frankly, they can't do it. Dr. Anthony Fauci now all of a sudden has a case of amnesia. During those last deposition, he's telling everyone that, well, I can't, you know, I don't really know this Dr. Ralph Barrick guy. I don't know if they got into Dr. Daszak, but I mean, do you know how ridiculous it is that the leader of NIAID, the guy who funds all the gain of function work, doesn't know who their best world famous virologist is, and he can't remember who he is? I mean, this is the insanity of what we're dealing with. And, you know, we're really dealing with a big problem in our country. It's the uniparty. You know, Democrats and Republicans do not want to touch this. It's toxic. It, you know, and a big reason why they don't want to do that is, here's another fact. The SARS-CoV-2 agent and the mRNA medical countermeasure, the vaccine as they call it, it's not a vaccine, were co-developed. That's in the book. It was patented by Ralph Barrick, Moderna, and a number of other of U.S. government scientists. So you have to ask yourself, you know, when the hell is this insanity going to stop? I mean, we have to do something about it. That's why I wrote the book. And, you know, I realized the psyop that's been going on against the American people is this. They try to confuse this whole discussion about the origin of SARS-CoV-2 or COVID by talking about this detailed minutia of virology. So I actually became friends with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He called me up, and it was a really interesting conversation. He said, you know, I heard that you're from Equal Health Alliance. You worked in all these places. I hear that you're getting harassed by the CIA. My family and I have really interesting history with the CIA. And it blew my mind. And so he sent me an autographed copy of his book, told me to read it. And, you know, he covers everything so well there. I realized they've been bogging everyone down with the detailed technical minutia of virology. So nobody can understand it. I mean, people at my level can barely understand a lot of the technical detail. It actually takes me some time to read through these virology papers. So what I do in this book is I break it down in layman terms so that a high school student can understand what has happened here. And I firmly believe if we can make every American understand, and, you know, I'm an educator, I love teaching, I want everyone to be able to understand, then we can prevent this from ever happening again. And that's really my goal here.
It's just incredible, and you've got so much courage. But what I get from this, at first, you were just trying to be helpful, and then they came after you. And describe some of that harassment for folks that don't know what this is like.
Yeah, it was really strange. I mean, so the first thing that happens is that military-grade quadcopter drones start hovering around my house. And I get really freaked out about this. I mean, I live in a remote area, and my driveway is a mile long. I live in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. It's one of the most remote areas of the lower 48. Everyone, you know, speculates that I moved here to run from the deep state. And the reality is I'm still connected to a lot of people in the deep state. I mean, I worked with these people for years. Some of them are great scientists. Not all the bureaucrats are bad. Some are terrible, obviously. So that starts happening, and, you know, I go to law enforcement, we call up the local sheriff's department, state police, and they verify seeing all these weird drones out here. People out hunting in my neighbor see all these drones, and it just continues to escalate. Then I start getting followed by teams of people everywhere I go, complex tailing operations, 5 to 10 vehicles. And, there's a crazy moment that happens, and it's in the book. I think it's around December 12th is a specific date. The U.S. government hovers a Coast Guard helicopter over my house. I snap a picture of it, and I started laughing because at first I thought maybe I'm like, this is, you know, contractors, you know, hired by the Chinese, or what happens in these situations is that the U.S. government will sometimes work with foreign intelligence agencies to conduct illegal domestic operations. This is well documented. But no, it's actually the U.S. government doing these things. And, you know, I started experiencing hacks on my devices, my wife, we started experiencing these hacks probably at a rate of every 2 weeks. So I'm spending a fair amount of time just trying to keep a computer, you know, a network operational, devices operational. They tried to delete and wipe all my Equal Health Alliance records, which I just posted on Twitter. I saved it for this big moment so I could release those today. So your audience should go check those out and download those if they want to see the original, the ties to the Rockefeller Foundation, the Google Foundation, Wellcome Trust. I mean, it's just some really damning stuff. Metabiota, which has ties to Hunter Biden.
Please, everybody on radio, tell people your Twitter address.
A-G-H-U-F-F, A-G Huff.
A-G Huff, there it is. And let's scroll through that to show viewers. This is incredible. Please continue.
So, you know, it continues to escalate. So I finally realized that my only way out of this, because I actually really feared for my life, I didn't know whether or not they were going to try to put a hit on me. It's just hard to know because you can't figure it out. So I'm contacted or approached by a number of people. Some are probably intelligence assets. Actually, some of them I identify. You know, so I can trace some of this back to the FBI, the Defense Intelligence Agency, the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, alphabet soup of agencies they went to, and they actually partnered up with the Michigan State Police. Fast forwarding through the story, that harassment just continued to escalate. They actually backdoored my security system on my house, and I figured out how they did it. It was a closed system. I put it in after all this harassment started happening. They did some real petty stuff. They dumped acid in my wood boiler. I had a new high-efficiency wood boiler installed. They dumped acid in the tank.
Stay there. This is incredible. And then let's come back and talk about what it is you discovered and how you reverse-engineered what really happened. This is incredible. We got to get you back again, too. Wow. Because we need to really promote this. This is huge. I want you to remember two words. InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful
game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air of 360 Win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we have the former vice president and the head of their operations, Dr. Andrew Huff, on. This is the whistleblower of whistleblowers, and so much of the intel we got the last 2.5 years came from him, but he was behind the scenes and went through incredible harassment. Now, he's got a book that is now out, The Truth About Wuhan, from Skyhorse, destined to be a bestseller, How I Uncovered the Biggest Lie in History, Dr. Andrew G. Huff, former EcoHealth Alliance Vice President and Senior Scientist. This is the guy that sent the documented reports to the Senate committees. This is the guy that got massively harassed for it. And now he is standing tall, fighting harder than ever. See, we're finishing up with the harassment. Then let's get into what they don't want us to know, how you reverse engineered this, working in these labs, what you know they really did, and where this is all going, Doctor.
Well, I didn't reverse engineer anything, and that's the whole stupidity of this situation you're in. And this is what the book looks like for the people who want to buy it, nice and shiny. You know, and it's sad that the guy's at this point. So there are a number of peer-reviewed publications that came out recently that look at this from like a Bayesian or statistical approach, which say, what's the probability of this occurring in nature? And there is no chance, it's highly improbable, it's one in the billions that this could emerge from nature. Now, if you go back then, you look at some of the other publications that came out over the past year, really, since, you know, they started clamping down on me. So the funny part here is if they would have let me come forward a year ago, this story wouldn't have been as big because other scientists who did some great work proved that certain aspects of the genetics of the SARS-CoV-2 virus had been patented by the likes of Moderna, NIH, and Dr. Ralph Baric. So think about this. They go out and they surveil and they look at, scientists look at the disease that's circulating the planet, okay, after it emerges, and then they look at the genetics of it using something called BLAST, and then they find perfect matches to specific sequences that have also been patented back in 2015, 2014, and that tells you everything right there. It shows that the agent, SARS-CoV-2, and the medical countermeasure, the vaccine, were co-developed together. And that's typically what happens in bioweapons programs. I get that question a lot. So they're like, you know, people ask me, is this a bioweapon? Well, not in the traditional sense. So when you want to use a bioweapon, if you're a state-sponsored actor or military, you want to use it to knock out, debilitate your enemy. And, you know, if this is a bioweapon, it's not a very good one, but it could be used for a new type of asymmetrical warfare where it can be used to stoke fear, like in terrorism, or economically. I don't believe that
it can be used as a pretext for lockdowns and the Great Reset.
Exactly. And why that's so interesting is that, you know, people come to me like, oh, this is all a big part of the master plan. Well, maybe some people had this as part of their master plan, but I don't think all the players were on board. And that's why they have this event 201. You know, one thing I talk about in the book is that the epidemiology of this disease is clear. This infectious disease emerged in late August or early September of 2019. That was months before the U.S. government told everyone what was going on here. And I didn't do that work. Other scientists did that work. But I went and looked at it. It's excellent. And it was replicated, and other people independently did different studies which were correlated or validated the other people's work. So this is all rock solid scientists that had been done by science, by the global community. So, you know, a lot of scientists, you know, we weren't all bad. Some of us really did the right thing.
No, I understand. So give us the bottom line then. I mean, obviously, it was made of a composite, a chimeric virus of a bunch of already patented strains. They've been lying about it. Senator Paul's on it. He's got your information. What do we need to know about this and where this is going?
Well, I don't know where it's going. Hopefully what happens is we're sending Dr. Anthony Fauci to prison. Hopefully we send Dr. Ralph Baric to prison. I hope we send Dr. Daszak to prison because that's what they all deserve to be. I mean, this is the biggest scam, travesty that's ever happened to humanity. And I can understand why the Chinese government, the Communist Party, and the U.S. government tried to cover this up because it's terrible. But if you wouldn't have had these key people making stupid decisions, one after another, just to fuel their own greed, we wouldn't have millions of deaths around the planet. We wouldn't have had these lockdowns. And the fact that our governments then go along with these globalist type people like the World Economic Foundation, Klaus Schwab, these maniacs, I mean, it's just insane. The whole premise of our freedoms being restricted and taken away to prevent this disease from spreading was ridiculous. And this is why I signed the Great Barrington Declaration early on. You know, I actually helped work on some of the national pandemic preparedness plans for different agencies. And they talked about lockdowns. We actually modeled and simulated these to see when to use them. And actually, it does make sense. When they first came out and said, we need to lock down for 2 weeks, that was actually part of the plan. But when they said we need to lock down for another 30 days, we need to lock down for another 60 days, we need to keep extending these emergency relief acts, it's all nonsense. And really what they've done is they've created a whole biomedical military industrial complex around this gain-of-function work, which is nonsense, and the medical countermeasure of a vaccine that doesn't work. And to show you how, like, you know, to explain this to your audience, how I've come along and how I evolved, when this first came out, I was pro-mRNA jabs. I said, everyone should go and get this. You know, I trust the government. And then I started to see the histopathology data, the pathology reports coming out. And then that added with the fact that, and then I read the clinical trial reports of the tests that they conducted, and it was clear that the jabs were not preventing transmission. In fact, they were causing the new variants to emerge. So the more you jab people, the more variants you get. Then you get to the point where you realize, okay, well, this is having no impact. It looks like it's having no impact on the burden of disease. And, you know, it might actually be hurting people. And there's no informed consent. So here we are. The government, or our government, is still recommending this poison to people. It doesn't make sense to me. And the problem, it's a slippery slope. You know, you go as a scientist like me. I work for the government for a number of years. Everyone thinks I'm deep state. Fine. I'm deep state. But they violated my trust, too. And through that process, I now question everything that they tell me. You know, what can you believe from these people? And a simple fact that I like to point out to the naysayers, you know, on Twitter about this is that the vast majority of scientific research in medicine and psychology cannot be replicated. They call it the replication crisis. And there's a reason for that. If it can't be replicated, it's not valid. But they don't want you to know that. The government doesn't pay to replicate studies. And this problem has been going on for years. And now they're just pushing this product on people to basically keep a new economy going.
Well, that's right. And we ended the last segment with the harassment, with them breaking into your new security system. Finish up with the harassment. Has the harassment stopped now because it didn't work, or what's happening?
Well, yeah, I mean, basically I beat these guys. I mean, the height of it is I actually got in a gunfight with these guys on my property. I reported to the Michigan State Police. Nobody showed up. There's witnesses to this, my neighbors, my wife. It was a prolonged engagement. That's what we call it in the military. It was an hour-long engagement.
Well, I mean, describe that story. Tell us about that.
Well, it was simple. So I was sitting in my house, actually in the room next door, and there was a man hiding in the bushes who was armed, operating a small drone around my house. Well, who cares about the small drone? But I have an armed guy trespassing on my property. So I did what any American would do. Out in a rural area, this is a stand your ground state, I grabbed my firearms and I went after him. I called the police first. I told them there was an armed trespasser on my property. When I went after him, they shot at me. He turned at me with a firearm in his pocket, and that's when I started to shoot at him. And then they started to return fire back across the swamp. I own 200 acres in a remote area. You know, the whole thing is...
Which is a lesson to everybody. You fired back at the real... You know, people say, oh, you work for the deep state. Yeah, we should be ready to have defectors back to America who were never bad and wake up and tell the truth. The key to bringing them down is going to be people like you and Edward Snowden. It's going to be insiders. So when you finally shot back at them, they went away after that.
They ran away, and they actually... I had them pinned down so bad... This gentleman deployed what's known as a tactical rescue beacon. I hadn't seen one of these things in the military, and I laughed. Well, I mean, I was sort of happy that I had on top of this guy, but this guy actually deployed something into the sky that made a sonic noise. It emitted, I'm guessing, other technology, so rescue vehicles would come to his location. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The rescue vehicles actually came down to the front of my driveway. I have a mile-long driveway, and they were waiting to pick this person up. When I came back, I had my wife call the sheriff's department again to find out where the heck they were. I reloaded. I went back to the point where I thought this person was escaping, and the sheriff's department actually went by my driveway with their sirens on at about 100 miles an hour, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, I was just shocked, and I did an interview with Majid Nawaz after this shortly happened with my wife, who's a professor at Michigan State University. I mean, and she was a first-hand witness to all this.
No, I hear you. Just stay there. It's just incredible.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Final segment with our special guest, and then loaded phones, your calls, one after the other, in the third hour. Dr. Andrew Huff, The Truth About Wuhan. We're going to tape a special hour-long commercial-free show this Saturday at noon. Later, about 2 o'clock or so, I'm going to add a bunch of documents and clips to it, but that'll be out Saturday. We're live right now. The book, The Truth About Wuhan, available at Amazon.com, Skyhorse Publishing, you name it. And everything he's saying is documented. He was the vice president of the EcoHealth Alliance. He did release all this info that turned out to be very accurate. And now he's got this book coming out that's going to be a bestseller. Incredible. In the nine and a half minutes we have left here, you go through a lot of stuff in the book here about what were the potential goals of the program, how has it helped the globalist agenda, the gain of function. As you pointed out earlier, the asinineness of Fauci with two attorney generals, Louisiana and Missouri, within a seven-hour deposition. He doesn't know who his best friends are for 30, 40 years and the heads of people he runs projects with. It'd be like Obama saying he doesn't know who Joe Biden is or Batman saying he doesn't know who Robin is. I mean, this is crazy.
Oh, it's absolutely crazy. But I think what's going to happen here in the near future, I believe and I hope that Congress fully investigates. You should question everything that I'm saying. And I like that type of scrutiny. We should be questioning. This is a big deal. My allegations, what I said, are inflammatory. It's massive in terms of the type of impact it could have on geopolitical relations. Go ahead. Question everything that I'm saying. But when I'm proven to be right about all these things, and I continue to be proven right, we need to hold these people accountable. This whole idea that we're doing gain-of-function work where we're enhancing the virulence, the pathogenicity, the infectivity, we're making so this stuff can these diseases can survive longer in the environment, then increasing their environmental persistence, it's nonsense. I mean, to evolve an agent to 150,000 years into the future and then make a vaccine, which isn't a vaccine, you know, the mRNA platform to treat these Frankenstein diseases that we create makes no sense. It's a huge waste of taxpayer money. And because we created this massive economy, we have to do something to stop it. And otherwise, my fear is this is just going to continue into the future. It's going to be another reason to oppress humans around the planet. Actually, this is a global fight. I mean, this isn't just an American one. The same fight that's happening here, and I think you're showing clips of it earlier, that the same thing is happening in China. I mean, people in China are standing up against the Communist Party and what's going on. I mean, the one funny thing here I like to point out to people, and people will think, you know, this will just make perfect sense. When this disease breaks out in China, do you really believe that the only city that has this disease is Wuhan? But the only information that the Chinese government are putting out, well, we have this contained in Wuhan, we locked down Wuhan, the disease isn't going to spread out. I mean, that's insane. It's going around the rest of the planet, but, you know, Wuhan's the only place.
Well, obviously, they're training people for a global social credit score, the red code, the green, yellow code, the green code, telling everybody to randomly stay in their house over 100 days. That doesn't stop a virus locking you in 130 days in a high rise when the virus only lasts a few weeks or whatever. I mean, it's all so incredibly obvious. So it's a giant exercise of power.
Yes, power and grab for money. If you look at these organizations, the WEF and some of, you know, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, you know, they're not directly tied to my story. They're all around it. You ask them, well, what do these people have to gain from what's happening? And they want to create, in my opinion, it feels like they want to create a world that's good for them to live in, where we have to then change the way that we live so they can have their lifestyle.
That's right. We stayed locked down so they can go out and enjoy themselves. I mean, look at this video of the Pied Piper, just came out today in China, of one medical tyranny worker leading thousands of people to a camp who came up red code. I mean, this is all just an exercise in total control.
Oh, absolutely. And it makes you wonder, could that kind of thing ever happen in the United States? And the worst fear is that kind of thing could become a reality, but it won't as long as people stand up and fight. And that's what I encourage all of your audience to do. And not just, you know, actually fight. I'm not talking about guns here, but you also have to be politically active. You know, people always say, well, I'm not going to get a lot of, you know, traction with my congressman, who am I, or my senator. But, you know, when they get inundated with letters, phone calls, you show up to rallies or they're the places that they're appearing and talking, and you get loud and vocal, they hear you. And they're terrified of not.
No, I totally agree with you. By the way, they should make a Hollywood movie about you because it's all on record this happened. And you finally, you know, they brandish a gun, you start shooting at them, they run. And so what, the harassment stopped after you did that?
Well, a couple of things happened. So I started working with Tom Renz. Tom Renz files a $1 billion lawsuit against these clowns. Equal Health Alliance, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Ralph Baric. There's 1,000 does listed. And what that means is we can expand the case out to anyone that is brought in through depositions or testimony. And that's what we plan to do. We hopefully get to people like Dr. Anthony Fauci and the people behind these people. That's really our goal here. So when that lawsuit was filed, and a couple other things happened. I caught the Michigan State Police trespassing on my property with who I believe to be the FBI. They were pointing what's called a long-range acoustic device at my house, and I caught them red-handed. But who do I have to call? You know, who's going to investigate the state police and the FBI trespassing on my property, you know, playing loud, annoying noises at my house? I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. And how petty the whole thing was.
Well, they did the same thing as the Branch Davidians. They were trying to make you crack up.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the whole funny thing is I actually thought that was part of their playbook, just by, you know, I'm not a super religious guy, but I there's a few times where I prayed in my life, and one was in combat in Iraq, made out of that alive, and another time was through this craziness. And I came to the conclusion, like, maybe they're trying to make me look crazy. Just by a twist of fate, the local VA medical center here happened to have my psychologist working there that I saw at the VA when I was a young man, when I had pretty bad PTSD when I first got back from Iraq. I saw him for a number of years, made great progress, and he had been promoted up to the chief of counseling or psychiatry at my local hospital. So I gave him a call up. I went down there and saw him, and Dr. Strom asked him, like, will you write a letter saying that I'm not crazy? And after I told him this whole story to him, he's like, I believe everything you're saying. He wrote me the letter. I've actually posted this to Twitter, too, because I've been completely open on this. And then I sent a copy of this letter off to the Michigan State Police and the FBI, along with a lawsuit being filed, and it all stopped.
Oh, beautiful. You're a real hero, brother, and we appreciate you. And it's good people that have been in the government like you and these private corporate systems coming forward. They're going to stop this dead in its tracks. I can't wait till Saturday. We'll tape for an hour, commercial free. You'll be able to go over all the exhibits. Anything you send us, we'll put it up there because there's so much of your story you haven't had a chance to tell yet here today. The truth about Wuhan, how I uncovered the biggest lie in history, Dr. Andrew G. Huff. I'm going to buy a bunch of the books from Skyhorses. We also sell my book published by them, The Great Reset and the War for the World, at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to sell your book. I can't wait to read it, and I can't wait sometime for you to come to town. Listen, Joe Rogan's known in 25 years, good friend of mine. He has a pet peeve, though. He doesn't like me recommending guests to him or anybody else doing it, though I did get Dr. Peter McCullough on and a bunch of other guests. I hooked up with Joe. So I'm going to break my rule. Let me get your number and info to the producer. When this show's over in an hour after I take calls, I'm going to call Joe and say, you got to get this guy on. Only thing you got to do, though, is when you come to Austin, come in studio with us. But I'm going to call Joe Rogan today and say, hey, buddy, you need to check this out. Incredible job. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. So that's a big deal. That's a real deal because all his work I followed, it's all documented. And I've had some of that stuff go on over the years, but it you know, it stopped as well. I'm not even told these stories. People wouldn't even believe them. But let's just say one time it didn't go too well for him. But it wasn't with guns, though. But all the power I've got is through God, and it all goes to God, and God works through you. And there's nobody fighting the tyrants harder than we are, and we're here in this special place to do this, and I got to tell you, I fired the bat signal. We need your support. We're barely hanging on paying the bills here. We're going to stay on air, but I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I need you to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the other great products. Ultimate Krill Oil is the highest grade of krill oil. It does for your cardiovascular, your brain, your dreams. Everything's amazing. Our nootropics are different formulas. They're all very different and amazing. One is Brain Force Ultra. One is Brain Force Plus. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off with promo code 1776. And free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more. Below 50, though, we've cut the price in half. We got a big national shipping department. I got out of the shipping business. We got a great new folks doing it, and it's awesome. And so InfoWarsStore.com for your fizzy magnesium powder, for everything, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And talk about a great Christmas gift. Get a signed as a fundraiser, I thank those that have gotten it, or an unsigned book of The Great Reset and the War for the World at InfoWarsStore.com. And I can tell you, coming up very soon, we're going to see signed copies of The Great Reset and the War for the World at InfoWarsStore.com. So this is your last chance to get these. We got another promotion coming up later for a limited time. They'll be available again one more time, but this is it. The Great Reset and the War for the World, InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. That's all I ask for. All right, callers, you've been patient. I'm going right to you in T-minus 2 minutes. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.